Welcome to the Sportscast, July 15th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Also, visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. What a week in sports. We're recapping a lot from NBA to the Cowboys to Tom Brady to Joey Chestnut. About actually almost 2 weeks ago, he won the national hot dog champ, not world championship for hot dog eating contest. And join us all the way from Canada, where it's warm right now. It'll be cold tomorrow. Jeff Chishnak, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hello, hello. I'm back. I am back. I've been in hiding for the last few months. For those of you that follow me on the socials or any of my streams, you know that we are in transition of moving houses. So we're in a rental house at the moment. We just took possession. They're fixing the bathrooms. So if you hear drilling and yelling and screaming, that's my contractor doing that. That'll hopefully be done at the end of July. And then in August, we start rebuilding the entire men cave. And so, folks, I have been with one television for 3 months. And it is painful. It is just painful. I got multiple laptops. And so I've got multiple shows going. But still, I need my TVs back, Santiago. I just need my TVs back.
Which, right in time for the NFL season.
Oh, but even before that, dude, I want to make a big shout out to Phil Robertson of the Canadian Sale team. They came in third in season three, race one. They came in second. The end of the month, they're back in the UK. So big shout out to the Canadian team. This is a new team this year. Phil Robertson has taken over. And you know what? They're just killing it out there on the sale. I don't know for your Sportscast fans, how many people are watching the Sale Grand Prix? But let me tell you, Phil Robertson is just kicking it for Team Canada. Just want to give him a big shout out.
There you go. Canada definitely making some splash in sports. All right. So last night, the Phoenix Suns matched the Indiana Pacers offer for DeAndre Ayton for $133 million. Incredible. They have till this weekend clearing the way for him to return to the franchise. Okay, but the Suns have until 11:59 on Saturday to match the largest offer sheet in history of the NBA, but match it immediately and ended the Pacers' pursuit of Ayton. Phoenix showed no inclination to negotiate a sign-and-trade agreement with Indiana prior to Ayton signing the sheet, towards it said. What are your thoughts of that? I've never heard you talk NBA in my life, so I'd like to hear your opinion over this.
You've never heard me talk NBA?
Correct.
We've talked NBA many times, dude. We've talked
college. That's right, you're basketball. A Toronto Raptors fan.
I am a Toronto Raptors fan. We have chatted NBA many times, but that's okay. Oh, crap. What's going on?
It's my music. My music.
Oh, no, that's your music playing. All right.
That's okay.
I was trying to find the YouTube link so I could share it, but I seem to not be able to do that.
I'm trying to get your groove going.
Because I'm apparently a noob. as I've said on this show and other shows many times, it's a business. And I know fans get upset when their favorite players leave or they get cut or whatever. So at the end of the day, this is a business. And so if they see the value in one particular player, and I'm not talking about this one, I'm talking about whoever it is, right? LeBron has bounced around the league. You know, other players, you know, KD and CP3, they all, you know, they've all bounced around. So at the end of the day, it's a business and you have to make a business decision and you have to spend money to make money. And so it is what it is, you know? So, since we're talking NBA, I don't know if anybody's been watching the Summer League, but that's been some awesome ball.
Talk about a man that watches more sports than I do.
the Summer League has been killing it. Now, I'm a noob. What is wrong with me? How did I not know Scottie Pippen Jr. was on the Lakers? I saw that in the game the other night, and I'm like, wait, what now? What? So I had to go and I had to do research. So I did not know that, I guess I missed this somehow. He went undrafted and he got signed by the Lakers. He's doing double times, doing the summer league. I guess he'll do some G League stuff. Now, Toronto does have a G League team, so I do follow the G League. They actually play in my former hometown of Mississauga, and I've been to a game or two. So yeah, I somehow missed that. But yeah, if you're not watching the summer league, you guys got to throw that on. These are young kids, up and coming kids. Some of these kids aren't going to make the team, but you know what? One or two of them might. One or two of them are going to become stars. And make sure you watch the D League as well. That is some really good ball.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen Jr., who is signed a two-way contract with the Lakers. Yeah. He will split his time with the G League affiliate, South Bay Lakers.
Yeah, I'm surprised he went undrafted. He had some good numbers at Vanderbilt when he was there. And, you know, the couple of games I've seen, I haven't watched all the games. The Laker games sometimes come on late, and by 11 o'clock, I'm falling asleep. But I record it, and I try to scan. I try to flip through it. Now, if we're talking names, I'm going off the board. Sorry, Santiago. I have 400 things to discuss, and he's going to cut me off after an hour, folks. So,
I'm aware whenever I invite you, you will go on.
I can go on because these are topics that need to be discussed. So I guess there's a difference between him and Arch Manning. So now people are saying, and I think you discussed this the other day on your show, you know, people are saying Arch is not as good as, you know, he may only be a 3-star, but because it's his name, he's getting a 5-star rating. So yes, maybe the same thing happened with Scottie Pippen Jr. Just because he's got that junior, just because, you know, look at Steph. Steph's dad played for the Raptors.
But wasn't as good as his son. You know, we've seen like the bad basketball players, their children do well.
Yes.
But the great basketball players, their children don't do well.
Steph's the opposite. Is Steph a better player than his dad?
Absolutely.
Now, Dell played for the Raptors, so I got a bit of a soft spot. And Steph spent his grade 8 year in Toronto because that was the year Dell played in Toronto. So I guess name doesn't always mean anything. We'll have to see when Arch gets to Texas and see how he does there. And if he actually can, you know, follow in the, you know, he's got big shoes to fill. He's got a name. He's got the first name. He's got the last name. He's got a really good uncle. He's got a really crappy uncle. You know, his dad was a good college player in basketball. So we'll see.
He was rated 5-star. But a recruiter thinks he's a 3-star, like one of the top recruiters in the country.
True.
I think he's more. But yeah, that name does carry. He's been buzzing for the past 2 years since middle school.
But apparently didn't work for Scottie Pippen Jr. So let's see what he can do in the G League. Let's see if he can. He's been doing okay in, you know, I don't know how much summer league you guys, the guys and the people watching the sports cast have been watching. But he's played well. And if you have not been watching this, the summer.
I have been hearing Chet Holmgren has been a great success in the summer league. So we'll see if he could turn things around for OKC, you know, coming from Zags. Let's go to the NFL with Jeff, which is a excellent expert over former Chiefs and Browns offensive line. Mitchell Schwartz announces retirement.
31. My producer and I, we were talking about this yesterday. You know, he's 31. He's still kind of young. Now, I didn't study all of his stats. Maybe there's an injury issue. Maybe there's some other things, but
he couldn't find a team. I don't think a team wanted him. So I think he just, they forced him to retire.
Yeah, but he's still 31. I think. You know, you don't have to necessarily. I guess as long as he doesn't sign the paperwork, I guess he can say, "All right, I'm going to retire." But as long as he doesn't sign the official paperwork, now,
yeah, once that's signed, it's signed. It's hard to get out of that, right?
Is it?
No, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. So you know. All right, sure.
He will have to return the pension money if he gets it like the day after or something, but. But yeah, he was part of the Super Bowl winning team, the Kansas City Chiefs.
They need O-line help. You know, I know they've done some good moves, and I know they drafted well, and they're not even going to have Dr. Tardif because he's going to be focusing on his medical career, rightly so. So I don't know. We'll see. I think he will unretire and he will come. I think somebody's going to need him, at least to have a good veteran presence to help maybe a younger line. That's my prediction.
Speaking of unretired, do you think Gronk would unretire, or do you believe what he said? He's done with football.
Anything is possible. I guess if the Bucks go on a bit of a winning streak and they look like they're doing something and Uncle Tommy calls them and says, come on, let's go. I guess it depends on what else he does. Does he go back to wrestling and does UFC and is he going to do this?
He was on Fox for a bit. I think he was commentating.
Oh, everybody's been on Fox. Who hasn't been on Fox?
Urban Meyer has been.
But you know who's not going to be on Fox?
Sean Payton.
No. Well, him too. Matthew Berry going to NBC, let's just say.
Anyways. Oh, I have not heard anything what he's doing. Well, yes, I have actually heard he might work for a gambling company, but you're here in NBC?
I am.
Interesting.
I am. Well, they got that whole Peacock thing, right?
True. So they got some money in the bank there.
They have that whole Peacock thing, so they need content. You know this as a major sports website. You know this. You need content. So
content is king.
Content is king. I met Matthew Berry. I should have when he retired or when he left. I should have tweeted out the picture. I met him at the fantasy football convention my son and I went to in 2017. My son was what, 16? So I guess that would have been 2016 or 17. How old is my son? I don't know. Anyways, yes, we met him there because he was co-headlining or the event in Texas, in Dallas. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's where I did meet Matthew. Had a few conversations about fantasy football. So. But I digress. Carry on.
Yeah, and I'm reading from the New York Post that, yeah, NBC is a favorite for Berry to go to. I was reading another publication, and I thought that he might go to a gambling site, which is what Adam Schefter was offered.
I bet Barstool would love to have him.
They can afford him.
Could you imagine him on Barstool with Big Cad and
I don't think he'll go well with Barstool.
Probably not, but it would be awesome to see him on Barstool.
Yeah, that'd be great. NBC would be great. I think NBC would be a good fit. Maybe PFF.
Maybe.
You know?
But don't they have the Peacock doesn't have somebody. PFF has
I think ESPN is the only one that has a fantasy department.
No. NBC, they have I'm drawing a blank, folks. Why am I being such a noob? You always see him on the Sunday night when it'll come to me.
Sunday night NBC with Mike Tirico?
But they got what's his name and his Mike.
He's the redhead dude. There's Chris Collinsworth. There's Tony Dungy, Melissa Stark. And I'm trying to pull some names.
Yeah, he comes in at the end and he talks.
I've seen him and I don't.
Anyways, I think Peacock needs the content and they don't really have a good fantasy because I think that would tie in well with Eisen. He's doing over there. Speaking of Chris Collinsworth, did his son Jack not kill it in the USFL commentating? He did great. I know we're going to switch gear. I told you, folks, I got 27 topics. You know, you bring me on once every 6 months. And
I was hoping you could bring up Jason Garrett, but he's going to broadcast XFL, right?
He's going to do some XFL. He did great as well. Jack Collinsworth calling the games. And that whole XFL, I know you guys didn't cover it a whole lot on the network, but those games were really good. Those were really good games.
Yeah, you mean USFL?
What'd I say?
You said XFL.
Oh, sorry. Yes, USFL. You did not cover a whole lot on the network.
Yeah, we were focused on the NBA a bit.
Yeah. No pun intended. You know what? Those were some great games. Those were some awesome games.
Which the Stallions won it. The Birmingham Stallions.
They, you know what? I had predicted them to win. But I thought Philadelphia, I thought they would have played better. Now, both quarterbacks went down, so you had to go to your both number twos. And so that's where because it was close.
That's
and then both number ones went down. They went into both number twos. And that's where you saw the better coaching and having a better number two quarterback. Now, I see a lot of these guys getting shots at the NFL.
I was going to ask you that. Will there be any crossing over?
When your season was done, you were able to sign with NFL teams. Obviously, Philadelphia and Birmingham, their season went longer. But again, I see a number of NFL teams. Now, are they just bringing in bodies for the 90? That's what my producer's saying. You know, we had a long chat about this last week, and he's like, yeah, they're just bringing in bodies for the 90. And I'm like, okay, but if you've already been playing. You know, you got a shot. As long as you got a shot, that's all these kids want.
That's what I like about these leagues, USFL and XFL, to bring opportunities. Yes. Hey, you know, look at me once again. I still got form. I still can play the game. Give me a shot.
100%. 100%. And if anyone watching did not watch any of the tryouts and the combine stuff from Hawaii, you need to go back and find that footage. There was some excellent stuff happening down in Hawaii a few weeks ago. I tweeted out a few of the things. There's a few reporters and things covering that. You really got to go and study that. It's not the XFL that we knew before. This was not the this is not the USFL from the 80s. This is not the Donald Trump XFL and USFL. USFL.
But the USFL back in the 80s brought some good talent.
Yes, it did. Doug Flutie started there.
You got the guy.
Some guy that played there, and then he went to
Herschel Walker.
I was thinking he was a quarterback, and he went and played at
John Elway.
To St. Louis, and maybe he's in the Hall of Fame now. I'm just saying, maybe. Now he's broadcasting. He does the show with my boy Mike Irvin and Rich and the boys. I'm just saying. But it was some good. Last year I was very high on the AA, the AAF. There was some good ball. Yeah. I took a lot of heat from people.
The Lions, which brought some players as well over to the NFL.
Correct. I took a lot of heat from people who don't understand football. This is crap football. People who don't understand football didn't like it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute of. Now, my problem with the USFL, and this is a Canadian thing, is that I only could see legally, technically, the games on NBC and Fox because we do not have the USA Network. We don't have Peacock. Now, Peacock Canada has just launched. It just launched in the UK as well. So I did miss legally. I'm going to say that several games because of the broadcasting rights. So I do encourage the USFL to figure out the broadcasting rights for Canada. And other parts of the world. So I hope they can cover that.
Yes. And, of course, Peacock is going to be a major player down the road for the NFL. Of course, Amazon as well. So we're looking forward to a lot of changes. Let's go into the Cowboys, your favorite football team or America's favorite football team, Dalton Schultz.
North America's favorite football team. Look, here's the situation. I'm a management guy. I run in my day job when I'm not watching sports and playing games. I'm a management guy. I'm a management consultant. I'm the management guy. Right. So I'm not a player. I like players. I'm not a player guy. I'm not an agent. So I'm always going to side with management, which is why my NBA comment totally earlier fair. In the show, right? So, you know, you only have a certain big pot. The tight end market is, there's some good talent.
Let me explain the background first before everyone knows. So the Cowboys and Schultz are not expected to reach an agreement on contract extension. His salary will be $10 million this season.
He was franchise tagged, so he
tagged back in March 8th. So go on. That's your part.
No, I was going to say they have until today at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Will it happen?
Probably not. Play under the tag, and let's just see.
And you were saying about like the what is the market for these type of players, tight end positions.
The tight end position has evolved from back in the day, back when it was just a blocking position. There's a lot of kids coming out of college now that are two-way. By two-way, I mean blocking and receiving, or even just running with the ball on a jet sweep or something. So, you know, the tight end market, even the wide receiver market, you know, the running back market is very short. So you want to, you know, you know, because once you get to like 29, 30, you're out as a running back. So, you know what, you know, franchise, play him under the tag this year. Let's see what happens and either sign him to a long-term deal or bring in somebody else. Because there's
do you like Dalton Schultz for the Cowboys?
I do. I have no issue with him. But, you know, you gotta, I don't know if his body of work, and I'm a Cowboy fan, his body of work isn't there.
Interesting.
Let's just, again, I'm not in the meeting rooms. I don't know what scheme they're thinking of, what they're drawing up for them, right? He's a good safety valve. All tight ends are a good little safety valve for your quarterback, right? You know, look at your Kittles and look at your Dallas's and look at your Goddards, your Dallas Goddards over there in that evil team in Philadelphia. And look at your, you know, so, you know what, let's just see what happens. And if you can get a long-term deal done, but again, long-term deals with a tight end or even wide receiver, like look at Tariq, you know, fastest player in the league. And he's now moved over to MIA. Shout out to Tariq.
For making that bold move.
Well, that too, but he's also got a podcast, which is awesome. I don't know if any of your folks have been listening to his podcast.
I did not know he had a podcast.
He does. Because on episode number one, he made those big comments saying that Tua is better than Mahomes from what he's seen in limited practice. So
stop the madness. Can't be true.
If you guys do not subscribe to Tyreek to the Cheetah podcast, you need to go and do that.
Produced by PFF.
He just on his YouTube channel, he also did a whole tour of his home, which is quite awesome. So yeah, you know what? So we're gonna have to see. Now, from a fantasy perspective, with what they've got down in Miami, is he a wide receiver one? If we're gonna switch to fantasy for a second, you could make different arguments there. We'll have to see. I'm still going to take him as a wide receiver one if I have the chance.
I would too. We just don't know. There is a lot of unknowns.
Actually, that's a lie. He would be a wide receiver two for me because CD is going to be a wide receiver one. So who am I kidding, folks? You know CD is going to be my wide receiver one. You know that. But if I was in a dynasty league, let's say, if I was in a different type of league, if I was in a dynasty league, I may have already had him. And so I would probably keep him as my wide receiver one, but we'll have to see what happens. We don't know yet. We haven't seen any preseason. Preseason starts soon.
The Hall of Fame game in 2 weeks.
Training camps are opening up. This is going to be great. So this is a good time to make sure you're subscribed to the Sportscast because they got a number of great shows. And there's going to be a lot of content. San Diego is going to be working 24 hours pumping out sports content.
Yeah, exactly. Which today I pumped out a Sean Payton to Cowboys ? But we won't talk about that today.
You know what? Everyone asks me that, and I'm like, dudes, we have a coach who won a Super Bowl a decade ago. Do we need a new coach who won a Super Bowl a decade ago? I asked the question, what has he done lately?
True. Right? All right.
So, if you tell me Andy Reid to the Cowboys, what has he done lately? He's done a whole ton lately. I would love that, right? But you tell me Sean Payton, I'm like, we already have a coach who won a.
So they're pretty much like the same thing, pretty much. McCarthy and Sean Payton.
Sure. they won a Super Bowl. When did he win a Super Bowl?
It might have been 10 years ago.
Yeah. Same, right? So,
around the same again, period.
No disrespect. No disrespect meant to anybody. But, you know, like, oh, Sean Payton. Well, what has he done lately? Tell me, show me in the
what
last 5 years. Like, and for those, most of those years, okay, last year, no. But for most of those years, he had a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Drew Brees, who retired a year ago.
And what did he do? Was he in the championship game every year?
Like, no, Eric?
Was
no
he doing
Super
this?
Bowl.
Was he doing that? No. So, you know what? Everyone goes, oh, I gotta get shot. Why? Why? What has he done? What have you done for me? I'm a what have you done for me lately kind of guy, right? So
all right.
I'm still giving Mike a few more years. You know, his first year was that COVID year. That's hard. Yes, I know Aaron and other people like, oh, 13 seconds left. People who don't understand football always throw that. Oh, look at that 13 seconds. People who don't understand the game, that's all they have.
The play that everyone still talks about till today. Let's go to Tom Brady, Buccaneers quarterback. Tom Brady discussed a number of topics during a recent sit-down with Variety magazine. Brady told the entertainment magazine that he doesn't know when he'll retire officially, but he knows that he doesn't have 5 years left. During a wide-ranging interview, he said he doesn't have a plan when he'll retire. I know. I would have preferred to unretire in July if I wanted to play, but I couldn't. If I said I'm not playing, they make plans. So I felt there was a lot of pressure to make a decision quickly. Then ultimately, I decided, yes, let's do it. And once I said it, it was like, okay, here we go. Your thoughts on that?
I'm done with Brady. Like, all right, you're playing. Good. Giddy up. Let's play. Yeah, I don't know. I'm done. I'm done with him. I know he wants 10 rings, and I know my friend Ephraim, shout out to my friend Ephraim, who's got the shrine of Tom Brady, and he wants him to get 10 rings, and I understand that, and he's the golden boy and everybody. But you know what? He's not even a top 10 quarterback. That's a discussion for another show. I know you guys.
He's no longer a GOAT.
You guys can all. Okay, there is only one GOAT. Everyone throws GOAT around like it's there is one GOAT.
There's not five GOATs, there's one.
There is not five GOATs. There is a single GOAT in this world. And that, my friends, is Joey Chestnut. I'm sorry. 15 world championships. He did the last one on crutches because he had a broken effing leg. Then a guy attacked him. Not only did he put him in a chokehold and probably could have killed him, he kept effing eating. I'm sorry. Would Aaron do that? Tom would run away going, eh. No, nobody would do that.
Aaron Rodgers wouldn't do it either.
No, of course, nobody would do it. That is why he is the GOAT of GOATs. That is it. There is one. This is clip this and post this all you want. Listen, folks, there is one GOAT. That is Joey Chestnut. He won the championship. He did it injured, got attacked, kept eating. And was taking this guy down while he was still eating.
But he wanted to break his 75th record.
He probably would have if he didn't get eating hot dogs. Attack. He's trying to eat. He's attacking. He's on a broken leg.
But is he eating?
He's a healthy. If he was a healthy 100% Joey Chestnut, he's pumping out 100. Easily 100. But you know what?
So Jeff is referring to Joey Chestnut, who won the 2022 Nathan's hot dog eating contest, 863 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Joey said that he wanted to surpass this 72 hot dog eating record, but could not because of the protester from, was it what, the Save Darth Vader? Or he was wearing like a Vader mask or something.
Something like that, yeah.
It's one of those animal rights protesters. Chokehold, it was incredible. Don't know if he was prepared for that, but he was prepared. Part to take jiu-jitsu or something.
There's probably no animal in those hot dogs, but anyways,
that's another podcast to talk about.
Nathan's hot dogs. If you're a sponsor of the Sportscast, I apologize for my insensitive comments about your.
Well, there you have it. This is a recap of the week. Not a slow sports summer as people think it is. There's always something going on.
We didn't even talk NASCAR. There's the F1. Indy Grand Prix is in Toronto this weekend. Unfortunately, I can't attend. Oh. But the Indy Grand, the it's not the most in Indian. I'm showing my age. The Indy the Indy car is in Toronto this weekend
for the first time.
It is not the first time. It's been a couple of years since it's been here, COVID and et cetera. But yes, used to be the Molson Indy. I used to go back in the day. But yes, the Indy is in the Indy. We didn't talk. We got NASCAR. There is so much going on, folks. You know, it is a
There's
great
no dull moments.
There is no dull moments. Follow me on the socials and you will see. I tweet out every We didn't even talk really fantasy football. We didn't talk Big Ten, Pac-10. We didn't talk any about that. We did.
Jeff, we're going to have you back next week.
Like I said to him off screen. I said I got 3 hours. I got 3 hours worth of content. He goes, dude, we got 40.
I don't
minutes.
Have 3 hours.
Like he goes, I don't have 3 hours for you to babble on about every sport. Like,
but we'll have you back next week.
We didn't talk Wimbledon. U.S. Open. We didn't talk like.
Women's Euro Cup in Europe. Flag soccer.
Football. Have you been watching the flag football stuff that's been going out? Shout out to Mexico winning the first flag medal. Shout out to the U.S. for it. And you got that soccer thing. He threw something. He put something in the show notes, folks. I didn't understand. Excuse me. I didn't understand a word he put in the show notes. I said, I don't even know what this means. Didn't even know what that means. I'm not a soccer guy. I apologize. It is the most popular sport in the free world. I understand that. Maybe second only to cricket, or maybe cricket's first. I don't know. But those are sports I do not know. But there is so much going on in sports.
Yeah, and so much going on. And we'll have Jeff back probably next week to discuss some more football. Of course, preseason is warming up. And we'll see. Garoppolo, one of your favorite quarterbacks could be traded. Maybe Seattle. I don't know.
Nobody knows. I think nothing's going to happen. I think somebody's going to have to go down. There's going to have to be an injury or something is going to have to happen. I know on Sports Talk 101, they have spent hours talking about Deshaun Watson, so we're not going to go there. You know,
I got to tell those guys to stop talking about him. It's getting too much.
You know, I think something has to happen, and then something will happen with Jimmy.
Are you saying
I don't know what
Jimmy to the Browns?
Something has to happen. No, I don't think Jimmy to the Browns. I'm just using that as a thing. I think the Browns. I think Seattle's going to go with Geno and Drew.
Drew Lock.
I think that's what they're going to move forward with both of them.
It looks like a Bronco team.
I see no value. Again, I see no value in Jimmy going there.
Interesting. Hey,
somebody has to get hurt or suspended or something. Something has to happen.
But then yet again, Trey Lance is not ready, apparently. Whatever that means.
Who says who? Did John Lynch say that?
Adam Schefter said that, but
okay, fine. Well, whatever. But did I hear John Lynch utter those words? Until John Lynch utter those words,
but he didn't even say that. He'll never say
that. We didn't even talk about the Broncos' new ownership. That is exciting.
Yeah, we'll see. It's gonna be Walmart Stadium coming.
It is not. they are the heirs. They have no relation to. They have no affiliation with Walmart. As I tried to tell other people, they just happen to have that name. And yes, their grandfather founded Walmart. It's not gonna be Walmart Stadium. It's not gonna be. They're not gonna be selling that kind of stuff in the state. You know, they brought in Condoleezza Rice as a co-owner. They've brought in other people, right? He's just the managing owner, and you know, so
Broncos. There'll be Broncos jerseys in every Walmart in the country.
There will not be.
Okay. Anyways, Jeff, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about pizzerias in Canada?
Shout out to Barstool and shout out to El Presidente for coming to Canada and doing some pizza reviews. He did a couple right down the street from me, which I didn't even know. I could have gone and hung out with him. Like Dave was like literally from the old house. I could have spat him from my old house. He was right there at the local pizzeria. And I did not know he was going there. And there was a lot of controversy with him being there. A lot of controversy. But anyways, really? there was, but that's for yet another show. This is the best way of getting a hold of me on the Twitter. I want you all to say everything I said was wrong and debate me.
There you go. Jeff Jiznak on Twitter, JeffGignac. You can find him on Twitter, Instagram, and I think that's it.
I'm on everywhere. Channel as well. You can find me on my MySpace. You can find me on Friendster. You can find me on, doing a lot of TikToks, and don't forget my YouTube. Doing a lot of stuff over there on the YouTube. So make sure you check me all out.
There you have it.
And if you haven't, don't forget to check out the Sportscast merch. He's got merch,
check
folks.
It out.
Sign
up for our newsletter.
Merch, folks.
So go to the Sportscast One on Twitter, thesportscast.net, where you'll find news and merch, and the Sportscast One on Instagram. And we're gearing up. Some people are out. They're out on vacation, but Jeff and I are holding down the fort, at least for today.
Anyways, there you go. There
Jeff,
you go, folks.
Thanks
everybody. We'll see you guys soon.
And this was your update.